Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com. Today is Tuesday, March the 12th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. Maybe some trade legislation will move this year. I mean, everybody seems to be talking about it. As you all know, the Generalized System of Preferences, a program that gives duty-free treatment to a specific list of products manufactured in designated developing countries, expired on December 31st, 2020. The GSP program has expired in the past, but it's never been dead for nearly 4 years. The longest prior expiration was about 18 months. But all the actions Congress and the Biden administration are taking against global producers in the form of tariffs, sanctions, and forced labor predeterminations mean that companies need to find alternative sources for products. Moving production and costs to make in other countries is often higher, so having a duty break makes moving source countries more attractive. The most recent action to renew GSP is a bipartisan bill sponsored by half a dozen members from Florida, though none of them are on the Ways and Means Committee, that would extend GSP through 2029 and would make it retroactive to the date of expiration. The repayment of extra tariffs with renewal of GSP, or retro GSP, states that more than $3 billion in tariffs has been paid by importers since the program expired at the end of 2020. Now, historically, importers that had otherwise GSP-eligible goods would use the special programs indicator upon entry. And when GSP was renewed, CBP would automatically do a scrub of past entries with the GSP indicator and then refund those duties that were paid. But given the lapses so long this time, it's possible that not all eligible GSP goods remembered to use the indicator. So the bill will allow refunds on qualifying goods notwithstanding liquidation. Remember, though, the Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee Chairman Adrian Smith, Republican from Nebraska, has indicated several times that he plans to introduce a GSP bill soon. Thus, this version is not likely to become law. Nevertheless, this bill demonstrates that there is a lot of support for GSP renewal and extension, and that it be done soon.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.